Perek Yud Gimel Seif Zayin. V'chitzat motzet. To go and wash a motzet is, in English you call it a dummy. In American English you call it a putrefier, mashu kmo zeh. Pitmat gumi shel bakbuk tinok. If you've got a teat from a child's bottle. Motzet shel tinok. Motzet. Mutar l'horichtzon u'l'shapshafon. If you've got a dummy, you're allowed to go and wash it and even to rub it. V'yesha osru l'shapshafon. Some people say you're not allowed to rub it. But l'tir l'litn n'tach azar ha'mayim. Like we learned before, that if it, we compare it to or to leather, the same as leather, one's allowed to go and soak it, but not to rub it. Therefore, also, some people want to say, if you've got a motzetz or a pitma, a teat, then it is a problem like leather. So you shouldn't go and rub it. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says, you shouldn't rub it. But you're allowed to put it underneath water, and it should go and wash it from itself, even according to Rabbi Yashiv. But others say, Nissim, that Shlomo Zalman Avdil, they say you're allowed to go and rub it even. Why? Because one doesn't want to take out what is inside the plastic, only wants to take off what is on top of the plastic. And also maybe it's considered a kli, and a kli has got no problems altogether. Plastic kli has got no problems altogether from washing it. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman and Abdul Rab Nissim say it's allowed. But Yashiv was want to be machmir mikach sofek, maybe it's compared to leather. Therefore, one's not allowed to rub it, only to go and put it underneath water. Let the water go, and even underneath water, to soak it in water is the same thing. Se'if chef, hadochas kosot chapamim, to go and wash disposable cups. Mota lechot kosot utzlochot chapamim, hashim miplastik. You'll have to go and wash even disposables, if it's plates or it's cups, you're allowed to wash them from plastic. You're even allowed to go and rub them. If you have dirty, if they're dirty, it's a lebon, because it's better than what we learned before. It's chad pami, it's altogether, you throw it away. And also, it's made only to take off the dirt which is on top of it, and it's also considered a kli, so there's no problem altogether. סעיף חת, הדוחס כלים, מותר להדיח כלים בשבת, לצורך שימוש בשבת, מותר גם להשתמש לצורך זה סבון נוזלי. You have to go and wash כלים on Shabbos, even if you go and use soap, liquid soap, no problem altogether on Shabbos, because you're taking off the dirt which is on top of it, you're not taking off anything which is inside it, and it's considered a kli, kli's got no problems altogether, you're even allowed to go and use liquid soap. Rabbi Yashiv adds on, there's no problem if you have a bit of foam which comes out of it. No problem altogether. If it's because it's not what you want. What you want is in order to go and wash the kli. Now, there is a bit of a problem if a person uses special substance in order to make it very shiny. The plates and the should come out shiny. If one uses special substance for it, that is not allowed on Shabbos. If one doesn't use any special substance, one only uses normal liquid soap, then there's no problem altogether to wash any kli on Shabbos.